Tier. Retired US astronaut Eugene Cernan is one of only three people to have landed on the moon twice. In fact, he is the last person to have walked on the moon. As commander of the Apollo 17 mission in 1972, he was the last astronaut to re-enter the Apollo lunar module before the crew returned to Earth. As the name might suggest, Mr. Cernan is of Czechoslovak descent. Indeed, he carried the Czechoslovak flag with him on his final space flight. He explained why to Ian Willoughby.
You know, I took some special flags, and because of my background and heritage, I specifically requested a Czech flag to take with the intent of bringing it back here. And of course, at that time, it was one country.
And what happened when you tried to bring it back here in 74?
It was very trying times back in 1974. I was officially not recognized as a visitor, although everybody knew who I was. And so I was able to at least deliver the flag, not to the government officially. I think we ended up to the Astronomical Society.
I'm sure you're tired of this question, but how did it feel standing on the moon, looking back at the Earth?
It's a tough question to answer. It was overpowering to be able to realize where you were at that moment in space and time and history, and that's the Earth, a quarter million miles away.
You also did spacewalks, I believe. For me, that's equally as mind-blowing as being on the moon. How did those experiences compare?
Well, at the time, on my first flight, I did a spacewalk. And at the time we did it, we didn't know what we were doing. And I almost lost my life on that one. In my book, I call that chapter Spacewalk from Hell. But we learned a lot at that point in time, and it was a harrowing experience. Now they do it every day. It's sort of commonplace, but it's still very dangerous. But when we did it many, many years ago, back in 1966, it was unusual. I was only the second American ever to walk in space.
You're here for a few days in the Czech Republic. You're meeting some important people, but you're also visiting some important places in the history of your family.
Yes, we are. We're going down to Bernatice in that area where my mother's mother and father were born and lived before they immigrated to the United States around the turn of the century.
Tell us, if you don't mind, the lovely story you told us earlier about visiting Slovakia and the church that also played a part in the history of your family.
Yeah, several years ago I was in Visoká nad Kisicou and had a chance to go to church, go to Mass, where my grandparents were baptized and where they grew up as children. I mean, long before they immigrated and are probably their early 20s to the United States.
By the way, the Czechoslovak flag Eugene Cernan carried with him on the moon is now on show at an exhibition at the National Museum in Prague. It was there that Ian Willoughby spoke to him on Wednesday. Just a reminder that you are listening to Radio Prague, coming your way from the Czech capital here in Central Europe.